ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot.
Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino.
The holidays are here, and that means it's the most wonderful time of the year to save with Rakuten. Use Rakuten to stack cash back at your favorite stores on top of holiday sales. That's savings on savings. With Rakuten, you can get cash back on gifts for everyone on your list. From toys for the kids, to kitchen gear for the person who loves to cook, to electronics for everyone. You can even save on something for yourself. Just shop the stores you love, and cashback is automatically added to your account. And you can get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards points instead of cashback. It's truly a no-brainer. Join for free today and get a new member bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Just go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's Rakuten. Terms and conditions apply.
Who are you?
Kendrick Lamar.
Kendrick Lamar.
Kendrick Lamar.
Kendrick Lamar.
From the heart of Compton's rough streets to the top of the pyramid of global music stardom, Kendrick Lamar's rise is nothing short of amazing.
Gave the crown to Kendrick Lamar.
His lyrics, raw and poetic, delve into the brutal realities of life, tackling everything from systemic injustice to personal struggles, making him a voice for change.
Kendrick Lamar is a real motherfucking artist.
This is a story of growth, lyrical genius, and cultural transformation. This is the story of Kendrick Lamar. Kendrick Lamar Duckworth was born on June 17, 1987, in Compton, California. He grew up in a rough neighborhood filled with gang violence and the aftermath of the 1992 LA riots, which deeply influenced his view of the world and his music.
And parts of Los Angeles erupted in violence and bloodshed. It was one of the worst race-related riots in U.S. history.
Growing up in Compton, it's real unpredictable, period. You know, because you never know what type of mischief you're going to get yourself into. You know, you might be going to the liquor store and then that's your life right there. So you got to really watch your ways and watch your steps and how to move and watch the people you hang around. You know, so it's basically about being aware of everything that's around you.
Kendrick's parents, Kenny Duckworth and Paula Oliver, played a huge part in his early love for music. Their home was always filled with melodies, from gangster rap to classic R&B, so he grew up listening to artists like Snoop Dogg, Dr. Dre, Marvin Gaye, and Big Daddy Kane.
This is one of my pop's favorite artists right here. Do you know what I'm saying? My pop's from Chicago. He actually, you know, it's crazy. When I was coming home, you know, they say when I was in the car seat coming from the hospital, my pops was playing this really loud. And my mom was like, turn that shit down. He was like, no. Let them hear it. This is music, and it's good music. Big Daddy Kane.
His dad was a big influence, often taking him to the Compton swap meet where Kendrick bought music and sneakers.
It's crazy because I always go back to the story that I was the only one in America fired with an actual active father in his life. I don't know. Well, at least in Compton. He always had so much of a love for me. He'd give me the wisdom and the game to say, you know what, I did that. Don't do that.
As a man, as what he taught me as to be as a man, you have to go through things. You have to see for yourself. You can tell me everything in the world, you know, but I'm still going to go out there and, you know, get my hands dirty. I think it was really the act of my mother being a dreamer, you know. Yeah. So they gave me that duality. They mm-hmm. gave me that balance.
A key moment in his childhood was seeing Dr. Dre and Tupac film a music video in his neighborhood.
I was around 8 years old. They were shooting a video in my neighborhood in Compton. My father seen him, went two blocks down, got me. By the time he got me, everybody was out there. It was like pandemonium, you know. He put me on his shoulders. And there he was, Dr. Dre and Tupac right there. And I think it was a white Bentley. Yep, they were shooting a video. And that moment right there, whether I know it or not, subconsciously, I think it, you know, eventually branched me off to what I'm doing now.
Kendrick's education also played a crucial role in shaping his artistic vision. He went to McNair Elementary and Centennial High School in Compton, where, despite the challenging environment, he was a straight-A student.
I was decent. I wouldn't say straight A's. Yeah, I say straight. We I was way more intelligent than the actual work I put out. Because
you keep it down.
I had to tone it down. I knew how far I can excel if I put my focus and everything into it. But, you know, I was part of the cool kids. Yep. And, you know, you have your influence. You know, you want to do other things. But I knew how far I can go if I put my work ethic into it. So I took that same mistake and I applied it with music years later, because I knew if I put my focus in this, you know, I can excel.
During his time at Centennial High School, Kendrick was influenced by his English teachers who assigned poetry tasks. One particular teacher, Mr. Inge, gave him a poetry assignment that Kendrick didn't complete on time. To avoid getting into trouble, he spontaneously wrote a poem on the
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Spot, which impressed his teacher and classmates. This incident helped Kendrick realize his talent for writing and storytelling, setting him on the path to becoming a lyricist. Tupac's raw and politically charged lyrics resonated deeply with Kendrick, who would later infuse his music with similar themes of social justice and personal struggle. He also drew inspiration from other artists like DMX, whose debut album, It's Dark and Hell is Hot, was pivotal in Kendrick's decision to start writing his own music. This album's blend of vulnerability and machismo deeply influenced Kendrick's style, helping him develop a unique voice that addresses both personal and societal issues.
Check. Mic on.
So, when he was just 16, he adopted the persona K-Dot and released his first mixtape. The mixtape was a blend of raw talent and youthful exuberance.
I had the worst times and the bad times growing up in the city. My worst time is being out in the streets and hanging with my homies and getting into shit. The best times is me actually having a family around me. So what it did was give me balance. So when I go about my music, I'm giving you best of both worlds.
Right.
I'm giving you something that everybody can relate to. It's not just one-sided where it's all negative and or depressing. It's fun too at the same time.
It's just life music.
It's just life, exactly. So that's how my upbringing was. It was really up and down, you know what I'm saying? I'm glad I had that experience because it made me who I am today and got me in a position where people can actually relate to me even more.
The success of this mixtape led to his signing with Top Dog Entertainment. He then released several more mixtapes, including Training Day in 2005 and C4 in 2009. So he started building a pretty loyal fan base. Transitioning from K-Dot to Kendrick Lamar marked a huge, significant evolution in his artistry.
It was a time for the world to know me as a person rather than just a person that can rap 100 bars at a time. I felt like it was time for people to hear my music and my life combined together the same way Pac and Biggie did it, Jay-Z did it, you know, and that's why I make the drastic change, and people have been receptive to it, so I'm going to keep pushing with it. It's real life.
In 2010, he released the mixtape Overly Dedicated. This project caught the attention of none other than Dr. Dre, leading to collaborations that would propel Lamar into the mainstream.
What happens is a lot of work prior to that makes the introduction. I put out a lot of material on me and Top Dog, just mixtapes and demos, and you know, and you never know how far your music may go. It's just crazy because you go from writing these songs in your mother's kitchen to, you know, someone telling you that people of this caliber, this magnitude, has heard the song.
Somehow, and now like Dr. Dre is listening.
Yeah, you got to be pretty good if you get discovered that way.
In 2011, Kendrick released Section 80, a collection of fantastic songs that explored themes like generational trauma, inequality, and personal struggles. From the opening track, Fuck Your Ethnicity, Kendrick called for unity amid racial divisions. Songs like ADHD and High Power also became anthems, earning millions of streams. Section 80 set the stage for Kendrick's future work and established him as a prominent voice in hip-hop. Dr. Dre wasn't credited as a producer, but was in the studio, helping Lamar shape the album. Kendrick, however, was just getting started.
Is there anything you've learned from working with Dre, though?
Really, you know, something I've been learning, but he made it, you know, even that more important was, you know, stay consistent and, you know, keep yourself elevated and always challenge yourself. You dig what I'm saying? You know, this man got millions of dollars, you know, well-off awards, cars, you know, family is right, good, you know, build his own legacy, but he is still going to that studio every day, 24 hours. Mm-hmm. And try to perfect the sound, you know, to take it to the next level. And that's something that I'm aware of when I'm in the studio with him. You know, it's no such thing as reaching a point where you can't learn anymore.
After the success of Section 80, Kendrick joined Interscope and Dr. Dre's Aftermath, but stuck with Top Dog Entertainment's producers to keep his real sound and immediately went back to work. And so in October 2012, he dropped Good Kid, Mad City, getting rave reviews and selling big.
Good Kid in the Mad City comes from, you know, I mean, we all.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know, I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Are born with a sense of righteousness and hope. But it's just the things that we're around. I mean, I always say ignorance is bliss. A kid don't come in the world being bad or being crazy or wanting to kill people. It's what's already there and what's instilled in them.
The album hit number 2 on the U.S. Billboard 200 with 242,000 copies sold in the first week. Critics lauded its intricate storytelling, cohesive narrative, and the seamless blend of old school and contemporary hip hop elements.
Good Kid, Mad City, right?
Yeah.
What does the acronym MAAD stand for?
It's two minutes. The first one is My Angry Adolescence Divided. And the basic standout meaning is My Angels on Angels Dust.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
I've been curious about that answer too, man.
That's the reason why I don't smoke.
So you knew somebody on Angel?
No, that was me.
You?
That the guy laced.
Oh.
The reason why I don't smoke, and it's in that album.
Oh, who's the motherfucker that laced your shit?
It's in the story. It's in the story.
Did you find out? Did you beat that person's ass?
No.
It was.
This album cemented Kendrick Lamar's place among hip hop's greatest storytellers. its blend of personal struggle, social commentary, and technical skill set a new standard for the genre. More than just a rap album, it's a lasting cultural landmark that continues to influence artists and listeners today.
Good Kid, Mad City, it was a self-reflection, the transitioning from being in the dark place to being in a positive space. When I go around the world and I do these shows, people are singing these lyrics, and I say to myself, how do y'all, you know, connect with these lyrics and you're not even from Compton? And then I sat back and I was talking to a person, you know, that was at the show, he was a fan, and he said it does more, you know, than just saying you're from the streets or you did this and did that. I was in a dark place. I'm in a positive space. That's the concept that I got from the album. And I said, you're right. That's exactly what it is. And I can see how everybody can take their own niches from it and make it into their own.
In 2015, Kendrick Lamar fused hip hop with jazz, funk, and soul, creating To Pimp a Butterfly, a groundbreaking album deeply rooted in Black musical history.
And I went over to the studio and he played me a lot of the album, and I'm just like, wow, this is incredible.
Man,
this,
dude, incredible. So you still become, you're still impressed. You're like, man, like this is it. And I'm right. Pretty sure that, and that means something to someone.
Yeah, not only am I impressed, it's like making me want to go back and get on my grizzle. You know what I mean? I got to get back in the studio myself.
Collaborating with top musicians like saxophonist Kamasi Washington and bassist Thundercat, Kendrick crafted a journey through the African-American experience.
Yeah, the album covers, it's me and my homeboys in front of the White House. It's really taking, you know, people from my neighborhood and taking them around the world and letting them see things that I've experienced. The people I grew up with since elementary all the way up to now, you know, so a lot of individuals that I talk about in Good Kid, Mad City is on this cover. So it all spins around full circle when you really digest it.
Thematically, To Pimp a Butterfly tackled racial inequality, personal struggles, and the complexities of fame.
I want to do something that represent the good and the bad, you know, something that felt conflicted. And The Pimp a Butterfly was just that. So many good people, you know, they get distracted by negative things, and that's one of the meanings. Another one of the meanings is, you know, me finding good in my celebrity. What good use can I put to it? You know, how can I pimp that? Another meaning is, how can I avoid being pimped?
Right.
Through my celebrity, through the industry.
Tracks like All Right became anthems for the Black Lives Matter movement, capturing resilience and hope against oppression. Lamar's ability to blend personal stories with broader social commentary set him apart from many artists of his time.
I don't really go into a project saying I have to make the same type of record. I go into saying, in which ways am I, you know, showing growth? Which ways am I challenging myself?
The album's impact was profound.
And the Grammy goes to To Pimp a Butterfly, Kendrick Lamar.
Critics and fans praised its ambitious scope and emotional depth, solidifying Kendrick Lamar's place as one of the most influential artists of his generation.
Extra Value Meals are back. That means 10 tender juicy McNuggets and medium fries and a drink are just $8. Only at McDonald's.
For limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California and for delivery.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. Workplace stress is now a leading cause of declining mental health, with 61% of the global workforce feeling it more than ever. You can't escape work, but you can take small steps to care for yourself. A walk, some sun, a favorite song. Therapy is one of those steps, ongoing support to build resilience for whatever your day throws at you. Balance is tough. Getting help shouldn't be. Visit BetterHelp.com today for 10% off your first month.
Kendrick Lamar's 2017 album, Damn, marked a pivotal moment in his career. This album explores themes like racial identity, survival, and morality, painting a vivid picture of the modern African-American experience. Tracks like Humble and DNA tackle these themes with sharp lyrics and compelling rhythms, while Loyalty and Love examine relationships and trust, providing a contrasting but cohesive narrative. The album topped the charts and won numerous awards, including the Grammy for Best Rap Album. Which takes us to 2018, when Kendrick made history by becoming the first non-classical and non-jazz artist to win the Pulitzer Prize for Music. This accolade recognized Lamar's skill in blending complex musical structures with profound social commentary, highlighting hip-hop as a noble art form.
Kendrick is one of those artists that we call forever artists.
Okay. Define that for me.
He could disappear for fucking 5 years or something like that and come back and fuck our heads up.
In February 2022, he took the stage as a co-headliner for the Super Bowl halftime show, a performance that went on to win an Emmy. Just 3 months later, Lamar dropped his album, Mr. Morale and the Big Steppers, featuring a cover that introduced the world to his newborn son, Enoch. This album became the first hip-hop record of 2022 to hit a staggering 1 billion streams on Spotify. From July to December 2022, he embarked on a tour that became the highest-grossing rap tour of the year, raking in an impressive $110 million. Throughout 2022 and 2023, he added even more awards and accolades to his ever-expanding collection.
I'd just like to thank y'all for holding me down for so long, you know?
And yet, Kendrick still didn't stop there. No biography of Kendrick Lamar would be complete without touching on his beef with Drake. And while this is a juicy part of his story, we also don't want Kendrick's legacy to be overshadowed by this rivalry. So I'll explain the beef now, but won't delve too deeply into each diss track. For those craving more drama and details, check out my other videos on this channel where I break down each diss track in greater depth. This all started back in 2013 when Kendrick dropped a fiery verse on Big Sean's track Control, calling out several rappers, including Drake, and declaring himself the King of New York, despite being from Compton. This bold move sparked major controversy in the hip-hop world. Since then, the tension has bubbled beneath the surface with Kendrick and Drake, including subtle lyrics in their tracks that fans have speculated were aimed at the other, without things ever getting too confrontational. This all changed in late 2023, however, when Drake and J. Cole released a collaboration track titled First Person Shooter, in which J. Cole raps that himself, Drake, and Lamar are the big three of rap. In early 2024, Kendrick stirred the pot by appearing on Future and Metro Boomin's track Like That, where he dismissed the idea of a big three in rap, asserting, it's just Big Me. And he also criticized Drake for sneak dissing. Following this, J. Cole entered the fray with his own diss track aimed at Lamar, titled 7-Minute Drill. In this track, Cole fired warning shots at Kendrick, accusing him of seeking attention and labeling his latest music releases as tragic. However, just 2 days later, Cole pulled the track and apologized to Kendrick, backing down from the feud.
Y'all love Kendrick Lamar, correct? As do I. So I just want to come up here and be like, publicly be like, bruh, that was the lamest, like, goofiest shit. And I say all that to say, it made me feel like 10 years ago when I was moving incorrectly. And I pray that God aligned me back up on my purpose and on my path. You know what I mean? I pray that my nigga really didn't feel no way. And if he did, my nigga, I got my chin out. Take your best shot. I'm gonna take that shit on the chin, boy. Do what you do. You know what I mean? Like, all good. Like, it's love.
Drake then stepped into the ring, releasing the track, Push Ups. In this song, Drake mocked Lamar's shorter stature and main...
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio.
Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
In stream collaborations with Taylor Swift and Maroon 5. He didn't stop there. Drake also took shots at other artists, including Rick Ross and The Weeknd, escalating the beef further. Rick Ross fired back at Drake with champagne moments, accusing him of undergoing cosmetic procedures like a nose job and ab surgery and using ghostwriters. This track added more fuel to the fire, painting a very controversial picture of Drake. Drake retaliated with Taylor Made Freestyle, a track featuring AI-generated voices of Snoop Dogg and the late Tupac Shakur to diss Lamar. However, the track was removed from streaming platforms after the Shakur estate threatened legal action for the unauthorized use of Tupac's voice. Kanye West then jumped into the brawl with a remix of Like That, siding with Kendrick and dissing Drake. Surprisingly, this move didn't make much of an impact. Kendrick escalated the feud with Euphoria, a 6-minute diss track where he criticized Drake's biracial identity, parenting skills, and authenticity as a rapper. Lamar declared himself Drake's biggest hater and listed a bunch of reasons why he hates him. Drake responded by trolling him, posting a clip from the film 10 Things I Hate About You on his Instagram story, featuring Julia Stiles' character listing reasons she hates Heath Ledger's character while secretly loving him. He then released Family Matters, accusing Lamar of being abusive to longtime partner Whitney Alford and suggesting infidelity within their relationship. Lamar hit back with Meet the Grams, in which he addresses Drake and his family members, painting them as the worst pieces of shit on the planet. More shockingly, he says that Drake has a secret daughter. Lamar immediately dropped another track, 616 in LA, in which he alleges that Drake's own team is against him. He then attacked again with a third song in 36 hours titled Not Like Us, in which he alleges that Drake and people on his team are certified pedophiles. Drake denied Lamar's claims in a track titled The Heart Part 6, saying that his team purposefully fed Lamar's team false information in the hopes he'd use it in a song, and that he does not have any secret daughter. He also claimed he's way too famous to be a pedophile. Since then, the diss battle seems to have cooled down, with the general consensus being that Kendrick is the winner. It's worth noting that all Lamar's diss tracks have outnumbered Drake's in terms of streams. Not Like Us shattered streaming records, becoming one of the most streamed rap songs on Spotify in a single day. The track's success was seen as an undeniable win for Kendrick, not just in terms of numbers, but also in terms of lyrical dominance. Kendrick's profound impact on hip-hop and new artists stems from his powerful lyrics and commitment to social justice. His music tackles issues like racial inequality and systemic oppression, resonating deeply with listeners and inspiring a new generation of artists to prioritize substance over style.
It's really just the impact to inspire people, you know, and always showing them that the duality of life is not such a bad thing. You know, we go through so many volatile situations where we don't really know how to connect or, you know, communicate how we feel. So through my music, I want to make sure that's the legacy, showing people how to communicate, and it's okay, you know, if you're not perfect. You know, it's about accepting the beauty of imperfection.
Beyond music, Kendrick's involvement in community initiatives and philanthropy, including significant contributions to Compton School District and launching the PG Lang Collective, highlights his dedication to positive change.
Yeah, it's really just about the feeling of it. You know, at the end of the day, past all the politics, past all the numbers, it's what music make you feel, you know, how it make you feel. So to see that.
In essence, he has redefined hip-hop, pushing its boundaries and proving that thoughtful, introspective music has a significant audience.
Gave the crown to Kendrick Lamar. I didn't give it to him. Actually, he took it, but I had to take it off my head and give it to him.
Yeah, yeah.
As we look to the future, Kendrick Lamar's legacy continues to grow. His potential for future contributions to the arts and society is immense, and his enduring influence promises to shape the cultural landscape for years to come. Kendrick's journey is a powerful reminder of the impact that one artist can have, not only through their music, but through their commitment to making the world a better place.
Moro Casino. America's Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right Rug.